Sunday Mornings with Yellowknife Vineyard.
You know, as I watched his kids, you know, running and playing around, because at that time I was still kind of trying to figure out what God wanted me, you know, to speak about and to what he wants me to bring forth to you this morning. So as I saw the kids running around and I was envying them, like, I wish I were in their shoe. Can you imagine just running around and with no care in the world? But then we have to grow. You know, we have to grow and we have to have some responsibilities. You know, we don't want to remain young forever, right? I mean, I think it would be a great concern for any parent if your child is not growing. You know, we enjoy every milestone your child reaches. It's good and great. And then they become teenagers and then, you know, the rest is history. But so if you have any little children, enjoy every milestone they hit. So that kind of gave me some inspiration. The Spirit spoke to me and, you know, to speak to you this morning about a growth mindset. Because, you know, as it is with us, the earthly parents, our Heavenly Father also wants us to grow. And he wants us to adopt a mindset that is of growth. We read this morning in Hebrews 5, 12 to 14. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truth of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. It's quite a harsh scripture, if you ask me. But here, Paul is rebuking those that should be more mature in faith. You know, the Bible is very clear about growth, and it encourages us to grow. So here, Paul is rebuking, you know, those that have not experienced the growth. So the question becomes, what is a mindset? Maybe, you know, it's very important we provide some definition in order to put things into perspective. You know, the dictionary defines a mindset as a mental attitude or inclination, tendency, or habit. I'll repeat that. A mindset is defined as a mental attitude or inclination, tendency, or habit. Mindset involves how you see your situation, how you see yourself, how you value your gifts, and how you see the world around you. There are two ways, you know, that we can see mindset. We can look at the mindset from a growth mindset or a fixed mindset. A growth mindset says, I can do better, I can improve, I can grow, I can reach the full potential that God has called me to. I want more of God, having that hunger and thirsty for God. I want more and more of the word. I want more and more of you. That's a growth mindset. I want to learn and change my habits. You know, we all have habits over time that we formed, some great habits, some not so great habits. I can assure you we all have some. But a growth mindset requires us to examine some of those habits. It requires us to change. We have to continuously change. You know, there's a saying that says, the only thing that's guaranteed is change. That's what the world say. The only thing that's constant is change. But for us Christians, we know that our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, are true and they are unchangeable. Because Jesus was yesterday, today, and forevermore. He was there in the beginning, and he's going to be there in the future and time to come, and he's also in the present. On the other hand, the mind fixed says, as you are today, you're always going to be. You're going to remain the way you are. There's no hope for change, no hope for growth, no hope for improvement. A fixed mindset says, this has been tried before. and it has never worked. So why try it again? Why change? This is how we have always done things. A fixed mindset says, we cannot build our own church. We can't own our own building. Yeah, because, you know, we are influenced by the external circumstances. We look at our bank account and we say, well, where are we going to get $10 million to build our church? That's a fixed mindset. A growth mindset has faith, knowing that God can do it. And I'm not trying to preach, you know, the faith gospel or any of that. But the Bible calls us to have faith in Him, in Christ, for His glory. So my focus this morning is on adopting a growth mindset. We must always strive to grow, to become more like Jesus. We cannot just stay on milk, as Paul is rebuking in Hebrews there. We need to be able to move to solid food. Just imagine, you know, you have a teenage son or teenage daughter, teenage child that is remaining on milk. How weak are they going to be? Are they going to be strong, both physically, mentally, and otherwise? That's why it's important for us to embrace that growth mindset. We need to deliberately challenge ourselves to have a growth mindset, irrespective of what is going on around us, irrespective of the circumstances. We need to be able to adopt a mindset that says, yes, we can. Yes, we can achieve. Yes, we can live full potential for the glory of God. Not just for our own sake, but for the glory of God. When we don't reach our full potential, not only are we depriving ourselves, we are also depriving others of the blessing. Because the Bible is very clear, any blessing, any gifts that are given to each and every one of us is not just for us, it's for others. You know, we enjoyed worship this morning. George, thank you very much, George and Karen. It's the gift that they have. They're able to lead us into that presence of God. We celebrate their gifts. If they sit on that gift, we lose out. We do lose out. Let's challenge ourselves to reach God's full potential. We can only do that if we adopt a growth mindset. A mindset that is not limiting. A mindset that sees beyond. A mindset that says, you know what? Even though things don't look so great, I know who my Father is. I know who my Jesus is. That's the kind of mindset as Christians we have to adopt. You see, the world, you go to seminars and you go to conferences and they teach growth and mindset, growth and mindset. But we have an advantage. We can learn from that. There's nothing wrong with that. But in addition to that, we have the Creator. We have Jesus Christ on our side. Can you imagine? You see, a growth mindset is forward-looking. It doesn't look back. Philippians says, not in 3, 12 to 14, says, not that I have already obtained His or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me His own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. How many times do we find ourselves looking back? Yes, we are products of our experiences. We're not going to deny our experiences. Our experiences define our worldview. You know, some have endured some very bad experiences. Some have experienced great success in the past. At the same time, we cannot constantly look back. We look back to learn from the past so that we can avoid mistakes in the present and encourage ourselves for what is to come. growth mindset is forward looking. We forget the past. We only look to the past to avoid the mistakes and to also look at the testimony of what God has done in our lives. So that way we are encouraged in the present, knowing full confidence, like, yeah, there was a situation we faced in the past, but we overcame that. So we are not backward looking, we are forward looking. Are you with me this morning? Because if we focus so much on our past, what is going to happen is that we are going to remain in a status quo. We are going to remain in the same position. If no matter how successful your past was, you have to move on from that, because if you keep focusing on that, you find yourself saying, you know, I used to be rich, or I used to be so successful, or I used to... That will be your language, and to be past-oriented rather than present and future. Again, not discounting the past. We learn from the past. Our past provides us a testimony for the present and encouragement for the future. No matter how bad or how good your past was, it teaches us something. But it's not for us to focus on that. All right? Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and prove what God is good, pleasing, and perfect will. You see, if we have a fixed mindset, we will miss the goodness of our Father. We will not experience the love that God has for us. We will not experience that growth, because we'll be so stuck in that mindset, like, well, nothing happens to me. Oh, it's my DNA, you know. Nobody in my family. How many of you, you know, at some point you've heard that? This is a family history. How many of you? It's a family history. My mother had breast cancer, so you're expecting to have it because she had it. I have good news for you. Renew your mind. And if you renew your mind and you focus that mind on the Lord Jesus Christ, that situation can change. Remember, he is the author of the DNA. He can rewrite it. He can rewrite it. What's difficult for our Lord Jesus Christ? If something was so hard for him, he would not have lowered himself and come in the form of man and then walk onto the cross to be crucified, to die as a criminal, so that me and you can experience great joy and great love. What great love. So irrespective of what you've gone through, irrespective of what you've been taught, renew your mind. Think differently. I'm not saying it's going to be very easy. Habits don't form overnight. So that's why we have to be very deliberate and taking those steps in immersing ourselves in the Word of God, in focusing on what Jesus says about us, not what we say about ourselves, not what our parents, for that matter, say about ourselves. You have to stand for something. No, there's a saying that if you stand for nothing, you fall for everything. What are you standing for? And when you're standing for something, your mindset influences how what you stand for. It determines what you stand for. A growth mindset calls for us to change how we view ourselves. How you view yourself profoundly impacts how you lead your life. It does, big time. If you see yourself small, it will influence how you see yourself. Remember the story of the spies when they went. Those ones, they saw themselves as ants. And that influenced their perspective of how they viewed themselves. They said, no. Listen, yeah, it might be a great land, but hey, guess what? They are giants over there. And then these other guys went there and said, oh, wow, we can take them on. Because God has promised us that land. They might be giants, but our God is a greater giant. focusing on who our God is, who is on your side, changing your view, changing your perspective, how you view yourself. How are you viewing yourself? Do you view yourself as one that was fearfully and wonderfully made? Do you view yourself as somebody that was made and created for a purpose? Maybe you've been told you were a mistake. Yeah, to your parents, you could have been a mistake, but not with God. Not with Christ, because you were perfectly formed. Like, it took his time to create you. And your parents were just a vessel in which he used them for you to come into this earth. Not downplaying the role of the parent. It's very important. It has its place. Our blessings do come through our earthly parents as well. But what I'm saying, like, if your parents think you are a mistake, you are not a mistake. If your teachers think you are a mistake, you are not a mistake. There is a reason why you are here. Cry out to God, like, show me the reason for which you made me. How do you view yourself? And I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. No matter what you're going through, my brethren, there's a good work in you. You can't give up. You have to keep marching on. Do not lose sight of the call. Do not lose sight of the goal. You know, I'm sad to let you know that stop hosting pity parties. And I'm not saying that you cannot share your problem with the brethren. You share so that we can be encouraged. We share so that we can pray together. But don't feel sorry for yourself. Do not. No matter what you're going through, never feel sorry for yourself. Don't host pity parties. I want you to be reminded that you serve a mighty King, the King of Kings, the author of the universe. He was there at the beginning, from the foundation of the earth. He was there. The one that spoke everything into being. That's the one we serve. You see, there's a Florence Chadwick, you know, a very famous swimmer. She swam some great marathon around the world. Very famous to have swum through the English Channel, you know, from one end to the next, in both directions, between France and England. In 1952, she attempted to swim about 26 miles between Catalina Island and California coastline. About 15 hours into swimming, a thick fog came upon. At that point, Florence doubted herself. She doubted her ability, even though she swam great distances. And she told her mother, "I can't make it. Please pull me out." So she was pulled out of the water. And then when they asked her what happened, she said, "I lost sight of the shore. I couldn't see the shore." Only for her to find out that she was only a mile left. She had only a mile left. Now, later on, she did attempt it, and she successfully did it. This time, the fog came, but she just soldiered on and swam across. Because this time she knew that the shore is there somewhere, even though I can't see it. Now the question is, are you in that situation where a fog of life has come upon you? You can't see. You ask yourself, is God in this situation? Is God even there? You don't see hope. You don't see the end to your suffering. You don't just see a way out of your situation. The fog has come in. But I want you to know the shore is just near. Do not give up. Do not give up. Believe and stand firm upon the word of God. You clearly and surely see the salvation of God. Even though there is fog, swim on. Maybe you are sick in the body, swim on. Maybe you are sick mentally, swim on. Maybe you have challenges with your marriage. swim on. Maybe it's work. Maybe it's finances. You have to swim on. He who has begun a good work will surely see it to completion. Do not give up. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of faith produces steadfastness, and steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Change our language. Focus on the goodness of God. At some point, every one of us has tested the goodness of God. Look at that. Like, okay, God did this. He can do it again. We lose focus sometimes, and we ask ourselves, is God even good? Sometimes we have this, you know, our focus becomes outward. We are looking at circumstances. We're looking to the government. We're looking to, you know, our politicians. We're looking at what's happening with our neighbors. Oh, my neighbors are succeeding. Look at, you know, their children are doing so well. You've lost focus. And I'm here to tell you, channel your focus onto God. Your journey is your journey. You have to walk it alone with Christ. Yes, brothers and sisters will come along and encourage you to cheer you on, march on, march on, march on. But you have to walk it. Nobody's going to lift you up. Jesus would lift you up. Understand your purpose and gifts. That's where our mindset should be. A growth mindset goes out and seeks the truth that God has spoken on your life. Lastly, connecting to our Lord Jesus Christ is the only way to grow. The Bible says in John, says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from him, you can do absolutely nothing. If he is the vine and we are the branches, have you ever seen a branch that's successful on its own? It has no roots. I'm not talking about branches, the bank branches, right? You know, even the bank branches, they have a connection to the head office somewhere. So, but we are a branch. You can only fulfill what God has called you if you remain attached, close tied to him. We need to have an outlook on things like that of Jesus. He's accomplished it all. We cannot compromise our mindset in what the Bible says. There we must have a fixed mindset, but we grow in understanding and application. You know, my growth mindset for us Christians does not mean we accept everything. No, we accept the truth of the Word of God. And we grow in understanding and its application in our lives. Amen? Amen? That's all I had for you this morning. Thank you. We're going to close the online service, and we're going to take some time to worship. During that time, if you do need prayer, please feel free to come forward, and we'll pray with you, you know, and just stand with you. So, you know, God bless you if you're following us online. God be with you. Pray that you have a great week ahead, and you just, you know, look forward to God. And be excited, be expecting of what God has to offer throughout the week. Amen. We're going to worship and then we'll come and pray.
Thank you for listening. We hope you can join us again next time. Be blessed.